Welcome to another episode of the Middle Country Public Library podcast. I'm Sal DiVincenzo, here with my fabulous colleague, Sarah Fade.
Hello.
And Nicole Rambo.
Hello.
How's everyone doing?
Better than you.
I know. Yes. Getting over a little something as a courtesy.
Dedication.
As a courtesy, wearing the mask today.
Yes.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Next week, I'll wear a different mask. Anyway, we're going to jump right in.
Sure.
Sarah, why don't you go first?
Sure. So this week, I'm going to talk about the National Park Service.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. So, okay. So one of my bucket lists is to see all the national parks. But once I investigated this, it's a little confusing because there is no real list of national parks. Like, you know, it's, oh, there's 40 or 50, whatever. Mm-hmm. But on the website, they don't say, oh, these are the, you know.
Yeah.
So just a little, I did have this more organized. Okay. So a little back information. National Park Service started in 1916. Over 318 million visitors go every year. And their mission is to preserve unimpaired the natural and cultural resources and values of the national park system for the enjoyment, education, and inspiration of this and future generations. Okay. So, that said, I looked up New York to see what we have. We don't have any big U.S. national parks. However, we have national monuments, scenic trails.
Okay.
Historic trails.
Scenic trails?
Don't we have a part of the Appalachians? Aren't they in New York or no? Mm-hmm.
Northern Appalachian Mountains, right?
Yeah. So one of the national monuments is the African Burial Ground.
Okay.
Where's that?
So, I don't know.
Okay.
It doesn't say. It just says New York.
Okay.
However, if you look up on the website, you just type in New York and you can get.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, African Burial Ground is the oldest and largest known excavated burial ground in North America for both free and enslaved Africans. It protects the historic role slavery played in building New York.
Wow.
Then we have the Appalachian Scenic Trail.
Okay.
And it's a 2,190 plus mile long public footpath.
Oh, and you're going to walk that, the whole thing.
The whole thing.
That's your rehab.
Yeah, Ellis Island.
Okay.
Oh, that's a national park.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. So there's a lot. So just to go over this a little bit, right? America's public lands explained, right? So, with more than 400 national parks, 560 national wildlife refuge, and 250 million acres of other public lands, what's the difference between a national park and a national monument? What about national wildlife refuges, national historic sites, or national conservation areas? So, they break it down for you.
Well, monuments are made out of marble, right? Usually statues.
Like a thing.
Okay.
No.
So we have national parks and preserves, right?
Okay.
National parks tend to be large swaths of land that protect a variety of resources, including natural and historic features.
Okay.
National parks can only be created by Congress.
Okay.
And you know what our first national park was?
The Grand Canyon. Yellowstone.
Yellowstone.
Oh, all right.
Uh-huh. And they
Got
are managed.
The second
chance. Yeah, you were close. Managed by National Park Service. Okay. So, in total, the National Park System has 28 different types of designations, but they're all considered national parks, no matter the name. Okay. So we have a National Wildlife Refuge, which we have one on Long Island, the Wertheim. Yep.
Yeah, I pass it every day. Yeah. Tuesday and Thursday.
And this is controlled by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services. Okay. They were created in 1903 when President Roosevelt established Pelican Island National Wildlife Refuge.
Mm.
Yeah. Then we have National Conservation Areas.
Okay.
And they are public lands managed by the Bureau of Land. This is all very government-y.
Yes.
Yeah, Bureau of Land Management.
There's a lot of people doing jobs that make a lot of money.
Okay. National Monuments. Okay.
They have sign language interpreters.
Really?
Oh, sure.
So she should do.
I know.
Talk about, you know, the swaths.
Swaths of land.
Cedar
Breaks National Monument in Utah is best known for its geologic amphitheater. Oh, and cool. That is a national monument.
Okay. Mm.
National monuments protect a specific natural, cultural, or historic feature.
Hmm.
Then we have wilderness areas, national historic sites, which is like the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. National memorials.
Okay.
Okay. And they commemorate a historical person or tragic event.
Okay.
All right. Then we have national battlefields.
All right.
Which we all know.
We all.
Which we all know from Jim Ward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The one and only.
The one and only Jim Ward knows Gettysburg.
Yeah, yeah. Then we have national recreation areas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And they are areas of land near large reservoirs.
Oh.
Oh, so.
That offer visitors a chance to experience water-based outdoor activities.
Okay, I was going
to
say it's water-based.
Like, yeah. 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 Then we have wild and scenic rivers.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow, it sounds like a movie.
I know. And then we have national seashores and national lake shores.
We must be on there, right?
Oh, the for sure.
Yeah, Fire Island, yeah, national seashore.
Yeah. The 10 national seashores are on America's three coasts, Atlantic, Gulf, and Pacific.
Fins.
National trails.
Okay.
And they fall into one of three groups, scenic, historic, and recreation.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Then we, and that's it.
Wow. That's a lot.
Isn't that a lot? So yeah. It was really eye-opening to me because I thought, oh, the national parks. It was
and
all
that's
just,
it. Just that's it.
Yeah. But it's like a ton of stuff. So
you have
yeah.
to have all those people manage all those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and there's tons of statistics, which I won't bore you with, but they do, you can volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
They do hire a lot of people, which you go to
jobs.gov.
Jobs.gov and to apply because it's a federal job, even though if you like work for the national park in Wertheim.
Wertheim, yeah.
It would be a federal position. Yeah.
Yes. And they live there. Remember, you were at that one where she came and talked, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The woman who lives there, she's a little park ranger.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Now, do the park rangers have to pay for the rent, or is that included in their job?
I think that's included.
Yeah.
Wow.
They live right at Wertheim.
Yeah.
We're doing the wrong job here.
Yeah, but they probably get paid in like wildflower seeds.
Shells, seashells.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's cool. A little interesting. Yeah. So yeah, you can go to the website. I'll put it in the blog.
So have you been to any major
ones, no.
National parks yet?
No, but I want to go to, I plan on going to the one in Maine in the fall.
Yeah. Cool.
Are you going to get like an RV and like travel around? Is that like your retirement plan?
RVs are so expensive.
Well, you can rent one.
Yeah.
No.
You can get one for cheap. You can do like my cousin did and absolutely just like refurbish of old school bus.
When I'm not that handy into, nothing but the best for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So if I was to do RVing, it would be.
It's got to be fancy camping.
Fancy ones, yeah. No, I know. I agree.
The
I don't
ones
know
with the slide outs.
Yeah.
It's bigger than my actual house.
Yeah. No, she got a school bus. But she did. She went all the way up to Alaska. She got stuck in Alaska, learned how to build a diesel engine. She like, they broke down, and then she met like a guy that has a, you know, like an auto mechanic or whatever that specializes in diesel engines. And she like learned how to fix her diesel engine.
That's amazing.
That's a movie.
Yeah. It was pretty crazy watching her. She posted it on the cell. I was like, wow. Damn.
No, that's a dream. Yeah. I would love to do that.
Yeah.
Cool.
But not nice.
Not that story.
Not fix a diesel engine though.
Yes. No.
Yeah.
Maybe. Get drive through.
But it is cool. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you, Sarah.
Sure.
Nicole.
Yes. Did you know that March is National Reading Month?
Really?
Yes. So happy National Reading Month. In recognition of Dr. Seuss's birth month, March has been designated National Reading Month, a time to celebrate all things books. Nice. So I didn't know this either. I found out because my girl Susie from Book Riot must have been running this article instead of doing the horoscopes. So there's no March horoscopes.
She's on a first name basis with these people now. Folks.
Yeah. And I will say, you know, I was trying to do my own and it's like, it's a lot that goes into it. Here's the thing. This, I know Susie is legit. Other people might be making stuff up.
No.
So maybe it's not as hard, but I like literally have a stack of books on my desk and I've been trying to like, you know, in my downtime, like, you know what I mean? Like figure this out. I'm like, golly, there's a lot going into this.
Yeah, sure.
So, that's on hold. But yeah, so Susie, I found this article instead, which is very applicable still. Mm. Maybe more so. So it's National Reading Month, and this is 15 tiny ways to celebrate, and I won't give you all 15. I'll give you a couple. But visit your local library is number one. So come down, check us out. Yep. Read a short story. So I feel like you've mentioned short stories on here before.
Yeah. She has.
And you don't like them.
No. They're perfect.
Yeah. They're short. Post a shelfie. So if you have at home like these beautiful bookcases, what some people do, if you're on like Bookstagram, these are very aesthetically pleasing ones, or you might have ones like this.
Ours are kind of
They're getting there.
It's a little lame.
Or you can come down to the library. It's not lame. And you can take pictures with, we have like beautiful displays a lot of the time, and we have definitely stacked shelves. So you can come down while you're down here, take a shelfie, tag us in it. Mm-hmm. Read a book aloud. Have you ever read a book out loud?
Only in fourth grade.
Like not.
I have.
Yeah. To yourself?
No, not
to other people.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember one time I was like reading not a whole book, but I was reading some of a book to Steve, but he was like over my shoulder, and I think I mispronounced like a word, and before I could correct myself, he did. And we've never done that again. I'll tell you that right now.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, that was the beginning and an end of that adorable couple moment.
It's over.
Yeah, because people say to each other as a couple, it's like, girl, read aloud to each other. Absolutely not. Don't do that.
No. Well, I'll say, do you want me to read this to you? No. All right. Jeez.
But maybe something you would like to do if there's a significant other. Start a new audiobook. So audiobooks are reading.
Yes, we just talked about it last week.
Yes. So just to reiterate that.
So, I mean, no, it is reading, but it's listening. Technically.
Let's see what Susie has to say.
It is. No, but
you still have to comprehend, remember?
But it is.
Yeah. You have to comprehend it. You have to pay attention.
It's one of those words that's not really accurate, but it is. Yeah.
Comprehending.
I agree that it is still digesting a book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we do have.
But it's like listening to a book.
Right. Yeah. We do have. If it's something, if you're listening because you're working on your reading skills, we have the read aloud books here as well. So you can hear someone read them and then you can follow along with the book as well. So you get to work on both. Same thing with some of our playaways. We have the playaway that also comes with a physical book.
Yes.
So you can kind of do both at once.
That's
so we
great.
Have plenty of options for that too. Mm-hmm. It says wear your best bookish swag. So if you happen to buy merch from your...
That's what, like what?
Yeah. If you have like merch, you know people who...
Book swag?
You mean like a dress that has books on it?
Or like a Harry Potter, cosplaying your book character.
Yes, guys. You guys are into like the book community. You're into the library book community. But there's a whole other world.
There's something different out there.
For like book people.
The seedy underbelly of the book world.
No, it's merch. It's just merch.
No, just merch.
Merch.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's merch. But if you have your own merch from like one of your favorite books, you can wear it. But if you don't and you want to make your own, come down to the innovation space.
That's right.
And you can make your own bookish swag merch for you to rock during the month.
Buttons are included in that?
Yes.
Buttons,
yes. Make buttons. Sarah will help you with that.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And this is eat a dish from your favorite book. So we do have cookbooks that are based on books.
Okay.
Yep. So like Harry at the Spy has a cookbook. The official Game of Thrones cookbook. There's Harry Potter cookbooks.
Yes, that's true.
There's also like if TV shows. So if you're going to look at the cookbook as a book, there's plenty of TV shows and movies that have cookbooks attached to them.
And there's fiction books that have recipes.
Yeah.
In it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like Silence of the Lambs. There's a cookbook.
So yes. So do that. Spruce up a little free library. So Long Island is littered.
That's the right word.
Long Island has a plethora of little free libraries, which is great. We have two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have two ourselves, and then there's a lot around. So, and I think if you go to like little free library, you type in where you are, it gives you like a map of where they all are, and there's a ton. So you can go, if you have some books that you're looking to donate, you can put them in the little free library, and you can take some out. They're great. They're adorable. And everyone, they like... decorate them so beautifully. It's a fun little like geocaching almost kind of thing. You can go around to a bunch of different ones. And then finally, it says get crafty with bookmarks. Oh, this is the final one I'm reading. Get crafty with bookmarks. Okay. So again, you can come down to the innovation space. You can make bookmarks on the Cricut, or you can laser engrave. You can have acrylic ones, all different kinds of bookmarks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are just a couple things you could do during this National Reading Month, March.
You know, Nicole, yes. You made a very beautiful bookmark, and you gave me one, and my wife loves it. She uses it.
Thank you.
It's very nice. So you can come down and see it. Maybe Nicole will make one for you at the Innovation Space.
Maybe I will. I'd love to.
There you go.
Yeah.
What are you reading for National Reading Month?
Some romance novel.
Sure.
No, okay, you know what? Actually, one of the employees at the cafe always has a book. Whenever I go down there, they have a book in their hands. I'm always interested to ask them what they're reading. And they did recommend this book called Shark Heart. And so I looked it up. I immediately started crying. Mm. So I'm not going to read it.
Wow.
But it did sound like a very good book.
Okay. What's it about?
It's about a man and woman who get married. They're a newlywed couple. And the husband is, it's like a, I don't know what this would be called. But he gets diagnosed with this rare disease and he's turning into a great white shark.
Oh, that would make me cry.
No, but like it's this... It's just like when you read a little bit more about it, I got emotional. I get emotional about everything. Everything makes me sad.
So he becomes a shark and then he starts attacking people?
But it's like
people?
It's his, like this impending thing that's going to happen to them. So then it's sad. I know it's not real, but like it's kind of sad.
Is this a rare disease in the book?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not about that. It's about...
Is his name Bruce?
No. It's about like, you know, I don't know. It's just, I read it and I only like to feel the emotion of happy when I read.
Really?
Yes. Maybe a little scared. Maybe a little thriller.
That's going to limit you to a lot of things.
Huh? I found it. I found my niche. It's called romance novels.
All right.
And I sit there very happily in my little niche.
Shark
Heart. Okay. Yeah. Shark Heart.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's look that up. I mean, we'll see.
It's on. It's actually on your new display.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's good. It looks like an excellent book. I just don't want to be sad.
All right. Mm.
Do you like to be sad when you read?
Well,
sometimes.
Yeah. I used to. I don't anymore.
I don't but is it sad? Remember a last time a book made me cry, though.
Really?
It's been a long time.
Yeah. Are they books that are meant to make you cry?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, but you just...
But is it really sad though? Because I mean, he's going to be a great white shark, and he's going to be able to like attack.
Oh yeah, he's still alive.
He just attacking.
Wait,
people,
does he have his mind, or he just is an animal?
He's turning into an animal. Like he knows that he's turning into. Mm-hmm.
And so like, he'll lose himself.
Yeah,
he'll just be a fish.
Yeah, he'll be a shark.
All right.
Yeah, that doesn't sound sad.
Sounds something.
Yeah. I don't know. Your employee in the cafe said it was an excellent book.
All right.
I'm sure. I know. I probably. It has to be done very well.
We're not ending this conversation.
No, it has to be done well for it to be actually bought and published.
Yeah. No, it's obviously, it's not like funny. Like, you know, there's more. Yeah, they're using that as like a analogy or metaphor for like something else. Yeah. And like, so, but yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Shark Heart. If you want to read a book that's sad and about sharks. Very good. Thank you, Nicole.
You're welcome.
That does it for this episode. If you want to listen to older episodes or read our show notes, please visit our website, mcplpodcast.com. If you're watching on YouTube, we greatly appreciate you subscribe. We'd also appreciate a thumbs up. It really helps us, and hopefully we'll be able to get more than 1,200 subscribers going. This
It's not bad, though.
Yeah, it's not bad. We're getting there, but we got a lot of great stuff coming up, so please do that. So thank you so much for watching and listening. For Sarah Fain and Nicole Rambo, I'm Sal DiVincenzo. See you on the next show.